News Services Division of Akashwani presents Northeast Diary.
Good evening and welcome to this edition of Northeast Diary. As we explore the fascinating northeastern region of India, each episode brings fresh insights and captivating stories. Here is a glimpse of what we have in store for you today. In today's episode, we'll be sharing an insightful interview with Dr. Vishal Kumar, District Magistrate and Collector of West Tripura, where he will talk about the nationwide awareness campaign, Prashasan Gaon Ki Or. We will also bring you a report on Aturto, one of India's leading mixed martial arts MMA promoters based in Arunachal Pradesh, as they prepare to host their most ambitious event yet, Aturto 2.3, the next chapter. But first, let's soak in the festive spirit that's sweeping through Northeast India, where the Christmas celebrations are in full swing. As the holiday season unfolds, people around the world gear up to celebrate Christmas, a time to commemorate the birth of Jesus Christ. But Christmas is more than just a religious occasion. It's a universal celebration of love, togetherness, and joy. Whether it's family reunions, strengthening friendships, or spreading generosity, the spirit of Christmas resonates far and wide, regardless of faith or culture. Across the globe, each community celebrates in its own unique way, but the essence of Christmas remains the same: a time to give, to share, and to be with loved ones. As December progresses, homes and streets across Northeast India are adorned with twinkling lights, vibrant stars, and festive decorations, creating a beautiful atmosphere that invites all of us to join in the celebrations. Our presenter Anuja Kumar takes you through the festive preparations happening across the Northeast this Christmas season. Let's hear her report.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas is round the corner, knocking on the door. In the next couple of days, people all over the world will celebrate Christmas with religious fervor and festive spirit. In our country too, Christmas is celebrated with a great festive fervor by the Christians. People from different religions and faiths also celebrate the birth anniversary of Jesus Christ with a festive spirit.
Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Today, we take a look at how the festive spirit has gripped the entire Northeast region in hues of red and gold.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet.
Come December, the streets and homes are decked with colorful Christmas stars, trees, and decorative lights dazzling all night. Christians around the world celebrate Christmas in different ways, following their beliefs and their traditions. Foremost is the celebration of the birth of Jesus. It is meant to bring a message of peace and hope. Over the years, it has become much more than just the celebration of Jesus Christ's birth. Now it is seen to embody the spirit of giving and affection that one carries along with them for the rest of the year. This is the season of love, giving, and forgiveness. In Nagaland, communities have come together in illuminating their streets with varieties of decorations and Christmas trees. Our Kohima correspondent tells us more.
Christmas celebration holds a very special place for the people of Nagaland. Naga celebrates Christmas in a solemn manner by reminding themselves of the love of Jesus Christ. Netizens attend special Christmas services in the churches and partake in Christmas feasts.
Glory.
Each year, families get together, some visit their friends and relatives and organize memorable events to celebrate the festive season, or some shares the gift of love by visiting the less privileged.
I'm Vidisha Meru from Coima. This Christmas, I plan to spend some quality time with my family. The time we have on earth is limited and we have to cherish each moment. So I ask each of you to love one another.
Hello everyone, my name is Visiso Meru and I'm from Kohima. Christmas reminds me of the importance of giving and sharing with friends and family. Through Christmas, we know that the birth of Jesus is the beginning of great things in the world.
Hello everyone, my name is Jubawala Ponganer and I'm from Kohima. For me, Christmas is all about the love God has given to us. This year, I am planning to spend my Christmas in a different way. I want to share my love with my family and friends and family members and with whomever I come across by sharing the love, joy and peace and all goodness God has blessed me with.
Hello everyone, my name is Gary Meru and I am from Kohima, Nagaland. To me, Christmas is a celebration, a time for giving and not simply a day we exchange gifts. It's a selfless time where we forgive, take stock of what's important, and become better versions of ourselves.
My name is Wasang Pongar Ponganer and I am from Kohima. I really like Christmas because it is a very joyful season as we get to spend time with our loved ones. This Christmas, I would like to spend it with my family and friends and share my love and joy with them.
Celebrating Christmas has always been close to the heart of the people, as the season of Christmas brings joy and hopefulness. For Northeast Diary, this is Asunyo for AIR News Kohima.
It's that time of the year again when you feel the aroma of the pine cones everywhere you go, the brush of the cold air against your face, but your heart feels warm. It's winter already, and this is the time when Shillong is beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Christmas is one of the largest festivals here, as the majority of the residents are Christians. But here in Shillong, Christmas is not only for the faithful believers, but also for each and everyone. For many years, people have been celebrating Christmas in its most magnificent manner. Beautiful Christmas decoration dots every street and locality of Shillong City this time of the year.
Once for me, have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Christmas is Shillong's beautiful celebration, where you find the most dazzling lights and decorations in the heart of the city, in the police bazaar, and of course, in every corner and houses with decorated Christmas tree in this town. The feeling, that warmth of the season, and that song of peace and unity in everyone's lips sure is worth embracing the season. A Christmas vacation in Shillong lets you experience a whole new level of adventure, where you hear carols, chorus everywhere, and free Christmas concerts welcomes everyone. Hordes of tourists flock to this quiet city, which becomes so lively around this time of the year to get the best experience of Christmas. Kerda Sinrem, a resident of Shillong, gave a glimpse of what Christmas celebration is all about here in Shillong.
Hi, I'm Kerda Sinrem. I'm a resident of Shillong. Christmas in Shillong, we celebrate it in a very special way. Like, we love baking cakes and pastries and are going to spend and eat with our family and our loved ones, with the community, because we have community feasts, we have feasts in church. We are really hoping this Christmas is going to be a big affair, and we would definitely would enjoy ourselves, and we would love to, you know, spread the message of peace, love and goodwill to all mankind.
Christmas is a festival of peace, joy and forgiveness, and its embrace when you can actually be there. Merry Christmas to everyone from Shillong. This is Rustam for Northeast Diary from AIR News Shillong.
In Mizoram, the mood of festivity has already gripped the people. This time, the hope and aspirations in the minds of people are all pervasive, with the belief that the festivities would not be marred like the last 2 years due to the COVID pandemic. Our Aizawl correspondent has filed this report.
The religious and festive fervor of Christmas has filled every nook and corner of Mizoram. People working outside the state have already come back to their homes to enjoy the reunion with families during Christmas time. In urban areas, streets have been filled with illumination and colorful decoration with motifs and cribs. Also, markets wear a vibrant look, with the shopping spree has peaked up for the last few weeks. Buyers are found everywhere thronging the shop. They are found buying Christmas gifts, new clothes and home decorative items. Also, people have started exchanging Christmas greetings and gifts. Also, one of the most interesting part of the Christmas celebration is taking out Christmas carols for this. The youth of groups of different churches take out street carols in the evening, and they are drawing colorful participation from their neighborhood people. Meanwhile, all arrangements are in place in all churches for delivery of sermons, mass prayers and singing carols. Church elders said that Christmas gifts of winter clothes and warm materials are being provided to the people above 80 years old. They said community feasts that people look forward to at Christmas time are also on the card. For Northeast Diary with Subhashish Chanda, Irene from Aizawl.
Manipur has a substantial population of Christians. Moreover, being a secular state, festivals of all religions are celebrated with equal fervor and joy. Let us hear how the people of Manipur celebrate Christmas from our Imphal correspondent, J.J. Thokjom.
This festival brings a new kind of energy to people and makes the atmosphere more vibrant and energetic. Decoration of Christmas tree with colorful balls, ribbons and red socks has reminded us that this festival is near the corner. Market shops and showrooms display a theme of glittering red and white colors to set up the Christmas mood. Speaking to AIR News Notice Diary, an enthusiastic citizen said that,
"My name is Agui Kamai from None, Manipur. We are preparing ourselves for a joyous celebration. Every house, street and roads were well decorated and illuminated by putting up stars at the rooftop of the houses and twinkling lighting system. People's busy for marketing, buying winter clothes and fancy dresses. People who are gone outside for their works and students for their studies is coming back now for the winter vacation and for the celebration of Christmas and Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, everyone!
Since the long wait is not so far, glittering Christmas trees and bright stars could be seen everywhere. People are enthusiastically waiting for 25th December and assume that this festive mood will last till 1st of January next year. J.J. Thokjom, AIR News, Northeast Diary, Imphal.
In Arunachal Pradesh, the Christian community is celebrating Christmas in a grand manner. A report by our Itanagar correspondent, Rakesh Dole.
In Arunachal Pradesh, as a run-up to the Christmas, lots of activities like cultural and other events are being organized by the Christian community across the state. In the capital city, Itanagar, it is delightful to see the pre-Christmas atmosphere with people decorating their houses with beautiful and colorful lights. People thronging into shopping malls, buying new clothes and gifts for their dear ones. For Northeast Diary, this is Rakesh Dole, AIR News, Itanagar.
Moving on to something truly exciting, a turto. one of India's premier MMA promoters based in Arunachal Pradesh, is all set to host their most ambitious event yet. Aturto 2.3, The Next Chapter, launched in 2023. Aturto has already held 5 successful editions, and this upcoming event promises to take things to a whole new level. Let's tune into a report from our Itanagar correspondent Rakesh Dole for more details.
Every year, Aturto, a mixed martial arts promoter, organizes 3 events, 2 in the district of Arunachal Pradesh and the final edition in capital city Itanagar. The highly anticipated event will take place on 21st of December this month at Y International Hotel in Itanagar, marking a historic moment for MMA in Arunachal Pradesh. Aturto CEO Higio Tarak said that the event is particularly significant as Aturto officially transitions to professional status for the first time. He said fighters from across the globe are set to participate, bringing unprecedented international recognitions to the state.
Abhi hum log last year April mein shuru kiya tha Aturto ko. हम लोग सेमी प्रोफेशनल फाइट्स कराता था, एमेच्योर फाइट्स कराता था. हम लोग का मोटिव था कि नॉर्थ ईस्ट का फाइटर्स को हम लोग एक प्लेटफॉर्म देगा, उन लोग को एक्सपीरियंस दिलाने के लिए, उन लोग को लाइमलाइट में लाने के लिए और उन लोग को प्रोफेशनल तक पहुंचाने के लिए. अभी 1.5 ईयर्स में हम लोग को थैंकफुली आप लोग सबका सपोर्ट का वजह से, आप लोग सबका प्यार का वजह से हम लोग इंडिया का सेकेंड मोस्ट व्यूड MMA इवेंट बन चुका है. अतुर्तो हम लोग का एक अरुणाचल का प्रोडक्ट है ना. हम लोग जितना भी टीम का मेंबर्स है सब अरुणाचल से है. हम लोग का जितना भी फाइटर को हम लोग उभर रहा था सब अरुणाचल से था. ये सब देख के अभी फाइनली वन एंड हाफ ईयर बाद हम लोग अभी अतुर्तो 2.3 कराने वाला है, जिसमें हम लोग प्रो जाने वाला है. ये बहुत डिफरेंट होगा हम लोग का प्रीवियस इवेंट से. डिफरेंस क्या है कि जब प्रो हो जाते कोई भी फाइटर, एक एमेचर फाइटर और एक प्रोफेशनल फाइटर के बीच में बहुत डिफरेंस है. एमेचर फाइटर का क्या होता है कि उन लोग को कभी कभी पैसा भी नहीं मिलता है, उन लोग के लिए कुछ इंसेंटिव नहीं होता. प्रोफेशनल जब एक फाइटर पहुंच जाते हैं तो उन लोग का ये करियर शुरू होता है. प्रोफेशनल मतलब क्या है कि रूल से थोड़ा बदल जाता. प्रोफेशनल मतलब अभी से उन लोग का जो भी रिकॉर्ड होगा, हारेगा जीतेगा, वो लाइफ टाइम उन लोग के साथ बैठ जाएगा. ये रिकॉर्ड पूरा दुनिया में मालूम होगा सबको कि उन लोग का कितना विन है, कितना लॉस है. ये सिर्फ अरुणाचल के लिए नहीं होगा, सिर्फ इंडिया के लिए नहीं होगा, ये पूरा वर्ल्ड में उन लोग को मालूम चले. अभी हम लोग 1.5 ईयर्स में अरुणाचल से फर्स्ट बैच ऑफ प्रोफेशनल फाइटर्स निकल, हम लोग का 3 फाइटर्स अरुणाचल से ये बार प्रोफेशनल डेब्यू करने हुए. साथ ही साथ बहुत सारे इंडिया का टॉप फाइटर्स भी आ रहे
हैं. मिस्टर तारक सेड दैट बाय होस्टिंग दिस प्रो इवेंट, Aturto is placing Arunachal Pradesh on the global MMA map, creating pathways for athletes to represent the state and the country on an international stage. He further informed that, for the first time, auditions for ring girls were held with the aim of celebrating glamour beyond stigma. This initiative seeks to empower participants while redefining traditional roles in MMA events. For Northeast Diary, this is Rakesh Dole, Akashwani News, Itanagar.
Now turning our attention to governance, the nationwide campaign Prashasan Gaon Ki Or is officially launched today, 19th December 2024, as part of the 4th Good Governance Week. This one-week program, running from 19th to 24th December 2024, will take place across New Delhi, all states, UTs and districts throughout India. Prashasan Gaon Ki Or is an initiative aimed at addressing public grievances and improving service delivery. Over 700 district collectors will participate in this campaign, with officials visiting tehsils and panchayat samiti headquarters. This marks the 3rd time the Government of India is conducting a national campaign at the tehsil level, and it promises to create a movement for good governance that will inspire future generations. We now bring you an exclusive interview with Dr. Vishal Kumar, the district magistrate and collector of West Tripura, as he talks about this important initiative. The interview is being conducted by Kunal Shinde.
An awareness campaign, Prashasan Gaon Ki Or, meaning the administration towards the village, will commence across Tripura along with rest of the country from December 19 and will continue until December 25. Through this campaign, the administration will reach the doorsteps of the people to assess the issues faced in the rural areas and determine how to resolve them. To get more insights about this program, we have with us the District Magistrate and Collector of West Tripura District, Dr. Vishal Kumar. Sir, thank you so much for talking to us. So first of all, my question to you is, what is the main objective of this particular awareness program, Prashasan Gaon Ki Or?
This is a very important and significant program and a very right time at being started, because 25th we celebrate as a day of good governance in India. So from 19 to 25, all administrative units of the state at the district level will reach to the people at the grassroots level, at the village level, and try to identify that what are the problems should be faced by the common citizens. And in the cases they are not able to reach the administration through the formal mechanism that we have, we try to identify their problem and try to solve them as soon as possible. And we will revert back to them that whether this problem is being solved or not. In the meantime, there are some formal mechanism also through which these people grievances can reach to us. That is Amar Sarkar in case of Tripura and CM helpline. And if these are 100%, we try to find out the solution of these problems who are being highlighted in these platforms. And we will assure that these program from 19 to 25th will be a great success, particularly in case of Tripura and West Tripura in specific.
So you spoke about the problem. So what kind of problems generally the masses face in our state?
Most of the villages usually suffer with a basic problem of service amenities like electricity. Although we have tried our best to reach every household, but there are still some deficiency we have observed. Then the drinking water, then the rural connectivity is one of the biggest difficulties. Then their banking services are there. Then the services related to certificates, whether they are getting it or not. And majority of the service related deficiencies that people used to highlight. Although the state is doing its best, but still there are expectations which has been increased. Particularly when you reach more, then the more expectations are being coming. So we will try to fill that gap between people expectations and our service delivery.
So there are a large number of people who reside in hill areas also. There are ST population, indigenous people. So they also face various issues in terms of this basic amenities. So how the government will reach out to them, and will this 6-day period will be enough for the government to reach out to this people from the indigenous community also?
Actually, in hilly areas and particularly in the indigenous population, as we are aware that these areas are difficult to reach because of their terrain, and obviously hilly region, the people are also not aware about their rights. So this is an initiative for 5 days to aggressively reach to them. I'm saying that these 5 days are symbolic in nature, because reaching to the people at the farthest point, or the people who are lowest in the hierarchical system, is the opportunity and the responsibility of the state. And it should be a year and around and 24/7 procedure. But these 5 days give a symbolic approach to all the institutions in the district, all individuals who are working with the government, that we should actively try to reach out these peoples. And yes, you specifically mentioned that the hilly areas and the people who are tribal, we try to reach them more preferential as compared to the people in the plain area and the people in the urban area.
So, what is the message that you would like to give to the audience, the listeners of ours, of Akashwani News, the Northeast Diary, through Prashasan Hi Gaon Ki Or?
Through this new initiative from the central government, which is being very much cordially supported by the state government, I just want to say that this is a nice opportunity. Actually, this is a type of a celebration that that the state is more conscious about the right and the individual freedom of our own people. And we should come together and identify the solution through which we can provide better services and reach the expectation which is being there in the common citizens with the government. And this is a good a partnership of Jan Bhagidari between the state and its citizens.
So, listeners, just now you heard the District Magistrate and Collector of West Tripura, Dr. Vishal Kumar, who gave us vital information on the Prashasan Gaon Ki Or, which literally means the administration towards the village. Through this awareness program, the government is hopeful that sincere efforts to address the issues of the people and provide them good governance will be realized in days to come.
So, folks, that was Dr. Vishal Kumar, District Magistrate and Collector of West Tripura, sharing his insights on the Prashasan Gaon Ki Or. The interviewer was Kunal Shinde. And now let's bring you a festive treat. Sit back and enjoy the captivating track Jingle Bells by the Tetsu Sisters featuring Alobo Naga.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, and all the fields we go laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirit bright. What fun it is to love and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
And with that, we come to the end of this edition of Northeast Diary. Join us again next week, same day, same time, for many more stories from this enchanting part of India. Until then, goodbye.
A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride, and soon Miss Fanny Bright was seated by my side. The horse was lean and we got into a drift of bag, and then we got upset.
Yeah. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Was presented and produced by Vinita Thakur with assistance from Kumar Gaurav. It was brought to you by the New Services Division of Akashwani.